You are listening to the audio production of God, Do You Hear Me? Discover the Prayer God Always Answers by Dr. Derwin L. Gray, published by B&H Publishing Group. This book is read by Preston Butler III. Dedication. To Vicky. I dedicate God, Do You Hear Me? To you. You are the love of my life, my best friend. You have inspired me in more ways than I can count. Your love for Jesus and our children makes me want to be a better man. You serve Transformation Church with deep gospel convictions and an elegance in leadership that is infectious and powerful. Foreword by Lisa Turkhurst. There's something different about a person who prays. I mean, a person who really prays. My friend Derwin is this kind of person. I'm not sure I've ever met someone more committed to bringing everything back to Jesus. The way he thinks is a direct reflection of the way he prays. The way he speaks is a reflection of the way he prays. And the way he doesn't seem to freak out about things is a reflection of the way he prays. And what makes those around him want to lean in to his wisdom on prayer is that he's not annoying about the effectiveness of his prayer life. He owns it, but he doesn't flaunt it. He is settled and secure without being condescending or cocky. But I think the most important thing you should know is that his life isn't void of truly crappy and chaotic hardships. He's like me. He's like you. His life gets hard sometimes. It doesn't all tie up in a nice, neat bow. He gets hurt, confused, and caught off guard. He is sometimes overlooked and underappreciated. He has questions, unresolved issues, and things he wishes were different about both his private world and the world at large. And that's why he's so very qualified to write a book to help the rest of us confidently pray while constantly wrestling through stuff. He is highly educated in theology, but also acutely aware of the realities of humanity. That's precisely the reason I can trust the words in this audiobook. I can't handle being preached at about how I need to do better in my prayer life. I already know that, and honestly, I feel kind of blah and want to roll my eyes when people with much more tidy lives than mine try to attribute my hardships to something I'm lacking in my prayer life. Nothing like having a little salt poured into a gaping wound, right? Derwin's life doesn't smell as stuffy as a library or as sterile as a laboratory. Its aroma is authenticity with a healthy splash of hardship. This is what I need in a book on prayer. It's not that I need my prayers to be longer or more official sounding or more consistent. And it's definitely not that my prayers need to be organized or impressive. No, they need to be more connected to the heart of Jesus, the compassion of Jesus, the gentle grace and unwavering truth of Jesus, the strength and stamina of Jesus, and the reality of Jesus. I often stress about my issues, fret about my fears, talk about my turmoil, process my problems, seek help and wisdom and counsel from smart people. And all of that can be healthy and good. But have I really prayed about it all? Too many times I've only thought about it and stressed over it. And therein lies the problem. I'm missing out on tapping into the power of the one who knows all, carries all, and covers all with the peace that passes understanding. Those other activities can be a resource, but they can't ever be the real source from where my real help comes. I think the only regret you'll have in diving into this audiobook is that you didn't have it sooner. But for such a time as this, let's start it now and prepare to be understood and overwhelmed by what's really possible with prayer. Chapter 1. Sandcastles. I have never been much of a swimmer. Actually, the real story is I can't swim. Once on vacation in Grenada, I was splashing around in the beautiful turquoise water, attempting to swim. I suspect
Sample complete. Ready to continue?